The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host who gets out of bed when her alarm goes off, Holy Bookworm!
Hello everyone and welcome to The Noob Corner. I am your host, Holy Bookworm. I am so excited for you to be here today to join us for another awesome podcast on the Block Party Network. Today, we are going to jump into the topic of zombies. Oh, doesn't that noise just get you just hearing that? Ooh, creeps me out. That's right, we're talking about everyone's favorite hostile mob. Now, zombies, as I mentioned, they're hostile. They will hurt you. You must be careful. They spawn in unlit areas or at night, and they will burn to death in the sunlight, which is crazy, but kind of cool. They will pursue you even if they're being hit from another place. So if they see you and they got their eyes on you, they will come after you and they could be hit from arrows from the left side, but they'll still come after you because they're so focused on you. That's scary. They will just hunt you down and get you. They don't move real fast, so they're easy to outrun. So just know that you can't outrun a zombie. They vary in color, with the basic being green, and they hold their arms out almost like they kind of want to give you a hug and they're coming after you. But don't hug them. It'll kill you. You can kill them by using a bow and arrow, or a simple sword will do just fine also. When you kill a zombie, they can drop a variety of items, including rotten flesh, a carrot, a potato, a baked potato if you kill it with fire in Java, a zombie head if they've been attacked by a charged creeper, and once in a while, an iron ingot. They attack and kill baby turtles, which this is the most distraught part of zombies in my opinion. This is just sad and shouldn't be allowed. Now, zombies also come in a variety of sorts. We have a variety pack of zombies for you. You have your typical zombie, which we just talked about. We also have baby zombies. Now, baby zombies are faster than a regular zombie. They make more of a high-pitched noise. They can fit into smaller gaps than a regular zombie. They give you more XP when you kill them. That's kind of cool. But they're always babies. They never grow up. So if you see a baby zombie, they'll forever be a baby zombie. They never get bigger. They can ride chickens and a variety of others in Bedrock Edition, which this is fascinating to see this little baby zombie riding a chicken. I gotta tell you, it's kind of cute in its own weird way. It's kind of cute, but it's also kind of weird. Next on our variant list, we have zombie villagers, which is a villager that's a zombie. In case you didn't put those two things together, that's what it is. They can be cured by giving weakness potion, then eating a non-enchanted golden apple. So they are fixable. They can be cured. You can play doctor with a zombie villager. Next is a husk. Now, I didn't even know this was a thing until I was doing research. I had no clue. This was the one I didn't know about. So you find them in the desert biomes in place of zombies. That's what they are in the desert biome, or husks. But unlike zombies, the husk in the desert biomes, they don't burn in sunlight. They're made for the desert time. And they'll just walk around continuously. They don't burn up in the sunlight, which is kind of crazy. But kind of cool because they're made for that biome, which I thought was neat that Minecraft did that. And of course, finally, everyone's favorite, the drowned. So they're found in water, in case you didn't get that from their name. They can breathe underwater. They can go swimming. They melee attack, but they also have tridents. This is the big thing with the drowned. I talked about this with a water episode a couple weeks ago. They will come out of that water. They will throw that trident at you and they will kill you. It is very scary. Now, drowns happen when a zombie is submerged for more than 30 continuous seconds into the water. So they literally drown, and then they don't die, they just take on a new form, which is crazy that they do that, but that's just what Minecraft decided to do. So you go, Zombie 101. What great fun hostile mobs are. So when I've played Minecraft for the several years I've played, I've got to say that zombies I have found to be one of the more intriguing hostile mobs in Minecraft. Skeletons are my least favorite. They attack me like crazy. They just seem to come after me all the time. But zombies are very interesting because they do just kind of slowly come after you. It's weird because it doesn't necessarily look like a zombie would attack you necessarily when they start coming at you. When you hear that weird zombie sound that they make. So you know it's not the most friendly thing you're ever going to meet. But yet when you see them, I mean, they're ugliest could be, they're these weird green forms, and they're not the prettiest, but they seem almost nice when they just walk out with their arms kind of around you. You kind of want to give these guys a hug, I gotta say, Minecraft. That's what I want to do. zombies are just sorely misunderstood. I think they just need a friend. But when I went to go hug one, that he attacked me, and that was very sad. Death by zombies, very sad. But I think Minecraft seriously misunderstood. I think there should be a zombie that you could hug, and that would cure them. That I think that would be adorable. Can we make that happen? I would like that. Alrighty then, now it's time for everyone's favorite portion of the Noob Corner. I know you like learning stuff, and I know you enjoy all my stories, but I know it's really to come here to see what the pun of the week is. Let's see what happens this week. I got a job at a bakery because I need dough. I thought that was a pretty good pun. All right, thank you guys so much for being here and being part of the Noob Corner. I do this all for you so you guys can no longer be noobs. Make sure you check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content, including how you can like, subscribe, share, and do all kinds of fun stuff and support us over there. We appreciate you being part of this podcast. Now go play some Minecrafts and hug a zombie.